So the pitch that Solano hit out, that looked like it was kind of spotted where you want it, actually.
No, I think the plan was to go four-seam away there. I kind of just got out in front of it and left it middle in. I mean, it wasn't the wrong pitch to throw there. I just should have located it a little bit better. But one bad pitch and you know, your outing looks like what it is. But at the end of the day, it was my first outing back from the IL stint, and I felt healthy, and I was just really happy to be back out there with the boys.
Obviously, you and Mason have had a lot of success and a lot of success in the games you've both been able to pitch in. So, I mean, Kotze says, hey, he's going to line it up this way anytime he can.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, there's nothing but faith in having Mason out there in the ninth and me in the eighth. But, you know, at the end of the day, baseball's hard, and you know, you're facing some guys up there that have had plenty of experience with situations like they have been. So, you know, next time we play them, it'll be a different story, and we're not going to change anything. We're not going to, you know, worry about, like I said, one bad pitch, and we're just going to keep grinding.
One under your belt, how eager are you to get back out there? And
I couldn't wait to get off the IL, man. It was my first IL stint in my whole career, so hopefully I never have to be back on it again, and you know, just kind of not wasting my time on the bench, but it definitely seemed like I was trying to find things to do to keep my mind at ease and keep me from running out onto the field. So, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, it's been a you know, a new thing that I've had to sit down and think about and kind of understand. So now that I have that under my belt, it'll be easier to move forward.
This probably isn't comforting at all, but Solano's never hit a fastball that hard out.
Yeah, no, I mean, like I said, good hitter. I faced him last year when he was with the Twins, and nothing but respect for him. He you know, got to put good piece of wood on it. There's nothing else I can say.